You're listening to Sunday Reflections on Gripped.
So this Sunday, it's going to be, I think, the sixth Sunday of Ordinary Time. The Gospel is quite long, although you might get a shorter version at Mass because of Mass leaflets and the option of having a shorter version. There's quite a lot in it. But basically, I think the important message is the message that Jesus is always calling us to allow us to come back to him and to not be hung up about laws and about regulations, but that he is calling us to virtue. However, it is, of course, very simple to kind of think about that and think that, well, we don't have to listen to laws and Jesus does away with the laws and as long as we love our neighbor. But it is not really that simple. And in the gospel today, or this Sunday, Jesus really says that it is nothing of the law is going to be abolished. That is not why he comes. That is not what he is to do. He's not to abolish them, to complete them. And I think that is the real important thing about being a Christian. So we have the Ten Commandments. Jesus is not going to do away with them. But by becoming a Christian, by allowing ourselves to be, to really open ourselves up to God, to allow the life of grace to take root within us, to allow God's love to transform us, to grow in virtue, we don't need the laws anymore because we don't need them to do what is good. Our inclinations are going to be to do what is good. We recognize what is good and we choose to do what is good. So we don't need rules and regulations to prevent us from doing that. And I suppose the classical example, or classical, but the example I use at least myself, is that, well, in cases like we don't need the commandment not to kill because we know it is wrong and we don't. We feel naturally that it is wrong to kill another human being. We don't need that commandment as such because we're virtuous enough. But I suppose if we are a murderer, then we do need that commandment to tell us, no, we're not supposed to do that to a certain extent. It's not about the commandments per se. It is about a change of life. And I think it's interesting then when Jesus said that even if we... Even if we infringe on the law of charity, that it will be the least of the kingdom of heaven. So even if we just do what we are supposed to do, keep the commandments, that is not really what we are called to do. Maybe we might get into heaven because we haven't done necessarily anything wrong, but we are really called to go the extra mile, to give the tunic to the person who knows it, to be charitable to those that we meet, to help those in which we recognize the face of Christ, to love our neighbor, I suppose. So really have to open our hearts and recognize God's call and his transformation in our hearts. When we do that, our lives are transformed because we start to live like Christ lived. We take the example of Jesus himself and try to follow it as good as we can. That is where we really raise the bar, that's where we really raise our lives up to a new level. But it's not just about, I suppose, because we are told to do that. No, it is because it changes our lives and it really allows us to love as God loves and to really be transformed in our hearts and to receive that peace and receive that hope that God gives us when we follow his way. So it makes this life joyful as well as a preparation for the life to come, for the life we will spend in heaven for the rest of eternity.